report from the Health Information and Quality Authority, HICWAM, examining all nursing homes operated by Ireland's largest provider of private nursing home care, has found that a fifth of its homes have reported 150 or more allegations of abuse of residents since January of 2022. The inspections of 25 nursing homes, run here by MEs Ireland, following the broadcast of an RTE investigation, revealing substandard care of vulnerable residents at two of the company's facilities. For more on this, we're joined now by Aoife Hegarty, Deputy Editor of RTE Investigates, who reported on that investigation last month. And you're welcome again, Aoife. Remind us of the context of this report.
Well, our investigation featured two MEs Ireland nursing homes. They were Benevon Manor on Dublin's north side and the Residence Portlaoise. Now, the documentary included undercover footage gathered by two RTE healthcare assistants, and it catalogued a litany of repeated care failings, including chronic staff shortages, vulnerable residents being left unsupervised, the inappropriate handling of frail older people, and a lack of basic supplies such as towels, bed sheets, gloves and sanitary wipes. Now, in the wake of that investigation, an interim report by HICWA, which primarily focused on those two nursing homes, was published 3 weeks ago. We learned in that report that both providers were officially warned their registration may be cancelled should they fail to implement significant improvements. The report also did include some initial findings on inspections of all 25 homes operated here by MEs, with HICWA saying it had identified a system under significant strain. That led HICWA to ask MEs Ireland to pause admissions on all its nursing homes until improvements have been implemented.
So what new details have now emerged, Aoife?
Well, this is a substantial report, Gavin. It runs to some 171 pages long. We now know that following that HICWA request to pause admissions, last month the MEs Ireland confirmed that it would indeed comply. That pause became effective for a period of 4 weeks from the 18th of June to allow them to review any failings identified during the HICWA inspections and ensure that they are being addressed. HICWA says it will continue to monitor compliance in this regard. We also now know that between the 1st of January 22 and the 18th of June this year, HICWA received 362 pieces of unsolicited information in relation to the 25 nursing homes owned here by MEs. That information included 21 protected disclosures, but the report doesn't say what homes they relate to, saying it has to protect the identity of those who made the reports. Of those 21 disclosures, however, 19 required further action. This report also reveals the highest level of non-compliance with regulations during inspections at the 25 homes. They primarily fell into the categories of fire precautions with a 62% non-compliance rate, while failures relating to governance and management came in at just under 50%.
It's perhaps what are called monitoring notifications which may raise most questions from this report, Aoife. What more can you tell us about those?
Well, it's mandatory for all nursing homes to notify HICWA when certain incidents happen. We already knew from the interim report that the two homes featured in our investigation had combined in excess of 240 notifications of allegations of abuse of residents since January 2022. But it now appears, Gavin, that several other MEs Ireland nursing homes have also reported similarly high numbers of allegations or confirmed incidents of abuse to a resident. Now, it is important to state that these notifications can include everything from how someone is spoken to an altercation between residents, to more serious allegations. But nonetheless, these figures will raise questions. In fact, a fifth of all MEs Ireland nursing homes have since January 2022 reported more than 150 of these abuse notifications. Sitting at the top is Benevon Manor with 202 notifications. The Residence Carton in Raheny in Dublin also had 202. The Residence Maynooth had 158, while the Residence City West in Dublin had 150, as did Maynooth Lodge Nursing Home. And when it comes to notifications relating to serious incidents, including injury to a resident that either required hospitalisation or resulted in the resident's death, two nursing homes in particular particular stand out. They are the residence carton in Dublin, which had 112 such notifications since the beginning of 2022, with Belmont House in Stillorgan in Dublin reporting 222 of these serious incident notifications. In response, HICWA says that the majority of incident notifications by all 25 of these homes were assessed as being addressed adequately, but 15% did require additional actions to ensure residents were protected from abuse.
Right, what happens next?
Well, further serious questions for Amis Ireland now. The interim report had already described observing its homes under strain. And while this report does evidence some nursing homes having positive outcomes at inspection, many others reveal at best a mixed history of compliance. Continued issues too for HICWA and its powers. It has no legal remit over umbrella or parent companies like Amis Ireland. HICWA says those issues need to be considered urgently, including the possibility of legal accountability for directors of parent companies. Government says action on additional regulatory powers is to be taken as a matter of priority, and HICWA is also committed to reviewing the effectiveness of its inspection process. HICWA is due before the Public Accounts Committee later this month, but it remains the case, Gavin, that we still await their publication of two inspection reports of both Benevan Manor and the Residence Port Leash, which were conducted earlier this year around the time our researchers were working at both facilities. Now, for many of the families impacted, they want to know just what did those inspections find, and did they identify any of the many serious issues subsequently revealed in our investigation?
Aoife, thank you. Aoife Hegarty is Deputy Editor of RTE Investigates. It's 5 to 9.